Welcome to Fort DeSoto Park, the largest park within the Pinellas County Park System. The park consists of over 1,100 acres, made up of five interconnected islands, or keys, that feature mangroves, wetlands, beach plants, palm hammocks, hardwoods, and more. Fort DeSoto Park plays a vital role in the preservation and protection of the natural environment. The park's natural ecosystem includes more than 328 species of birds. Loggerhead sea turtles nest on the beach between April and September. Fort DeSoto's unique and colorful history began in 1849 when Robert E. Lee and other Army engineers surveyed the area and recommended that Mullett and Egmont Keys become fortified. Union forces then occupied the two keys during the Civil War to aid in the blockade of Tampa Bay. Actual construction of Fort DeSoto began in 1898. At one time, the fort included artillery and mortar batteries, as well as barracks, a hospital, blacksmith, and carpenter shops, and even a narrow-gauge railroad to move supplies around the post. In 1910, most troops were moved to Alabama, and in 1923, the Army abandoned the post. Several tropical storms and hurricanes then destroyed much of the post before Pinellas County purchased the land in 1938. It wasn't until 1963, after construction of the Pinellas Bayway was completed and visitors could arrive by automobile, that Fort DeSoto Park was open to the public. Fort DeSoto Park includes not only the remains of the fort, but also a museum and gift shop. There are over 7 miles of waterfront, including almost 3 miles of beautiful white sandy beach. How beautiful? Fort DeSoto's North Beach was named America's top beach for 2009 by TripAdvisor, the world's largest online travel community. In 2005, Dr. Beach named it the nation's number one beach. There is an 800-foot-long boat launch facility featuring 11 floating docks. The park also features 2 fishing piers, each with their own food and bait concessions. There is a 2 1/4-mile self-guided canoe trail, and canoe and kayak rentals are available. Boaters must abide by all State of Florida boating regulations. Those fishing must have a State of Florida fishing license and abide by state fishing rules. Ferry service is available to Egmont Key and Shell Key. Reservations are suggested, and complete information, including departure times, is available online or by calling 727-582-2267. A popular park feature is the 238-site full-facility family camping area, as well as primitive youth camping area for organized youth groups. Complete information on the campground, including reservations, is available online. A 7-mile paved multi-purpose trail connects the North Beach, East Beach, the boat ramp, and the camping area. There is also a 1-mile nature trail in the Arrowhead Picnic Area. A 2,200-foot barrier-free nature trail is located near park headquarters. The wheelchair-accessible trail has 6 auditory interpretive stations for the visually impaired. 2 large swim centers, one with a food concession area, are located at the North Beach. Lifeguards are present from March to September. Located throughout the park are 15 picnic shelters, restrooms, and playgrounds. Fort DeSoto Park also features the only dog park where dogs are allowed on the beach. You will also find 2 fenced-in areas near the beach for large and small dogs. Please abide by the rules posted at the dog parks. A $5 daily parking fee is collected at the entrance to the park or at pay stations, and annual parking passes are available. Those with a valid disabled parking permit are not required to pay the parking fee. Also, a fee is not collected from persons entering the park on foot or by bicycle. Please observe the posted speed limit and park only in designated parking spots. Alcoholic beverages are not permitted in the park. Please be sure any fires in the barbecue grills are thoroughly extinguished before leaving, and any trash is disposed of in the receptacles provided throughout the park. Visitors are reminded that all wildlife found in the park are protected and may not be hunted, harassed, or fed. There are also a large variety of trees and plants in the park. It is illegal to remove, damage, or destroy any of the trees or plants. We sincerely hope you enjoy your visit to Fort DeSoto Park and will return often. The Pinellas County Parks and Conservation Resources Department maintains more than 20,000 acres of parks and preserves. Picnic shelters, camping, playgrounds, boat ramps, and trails are among the many amenities enjoyed by our residents and visitors. For more information on Pinellas County Parks, including volunteer opportunities, please visit our website at www.pinellascounty.org.